Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
There's so many more hurdles you have to jump now in dating before you'll even meet someone. Like, before the pandemic, I would have said, like, don't talk to somebody for 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, if you like them, after a couple conversations, get to it. Because you don't want to blow too much of the cool information that you find out about somebody over text. You want to see it in person and have that moment together.
You got to make sure the juice is worth the squeeze.
What?
She likes it. That's all about it. Yeah.
Okay. That, okay.
Anyways,
all right. So anyway, the thing is, Tara, that's why you and Andrew had long conversations, because dating now, it's like literally you could be putting yourself at risk. So you and Andrew talked for like a month, right?
Yeah, like 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? Was the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, okay, that's the corniest line ever.
It is!
Don't turn on me now.
Yeah, so there was no juice. That's the problem.
No.
I mean, I thought there was. So we were texting for like 3 or 4 weeks. You know, we met on Bumble. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wait as long as possible. Yeah. He was really understanding. He was really sweet. But we were texting every day, all day.
Oh.
Like joking around with each other. We were texting for a really long time. And then finally last week, I was like, okay, let's meet in person. So we had an actual date.
Oh.
I invited him to my place. I have like a cute backyard. So we're just like hanging out in my backyard. I know. Yeah, it was really cute. And I was really excited to see him. When I actually saw him in person, it kind of felt like I already know him. It's already like meeting an old friend, you know, because we've been texting for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I just don't know what happened. All right, so I'm really excited. He gets there. 30 minutes in, he's like, I think I should go.
Really?
I have no idea what happened. I thought we were having a great time. He just got up and left, and then I haven't heard from him since.
Wow.
I have no idea what... I sent him like maybe two or three like really long text messages after, just like asking him what happened. Did I do anything? Yeah. I don't know. I'm honestly kind of embarrassed.
30 minutes is short.
That's short. Do you think, like...
I have a prediction.
Was he expecting something?
That's a prediction.
Maybe he was sick, yeah. I think...
Sick?
Oh.
Sick?
Oh, no. That's not what you mean.
No, I mean, like, maybe he thought he was going there to hook up, and then it didn't happen within his time frame, so he's like, well, I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with a person.
Well, that
different.
Would make you a horrible... What do you mean by sick?
Like, sick.
Like, COVID sick?
No. Like, I have to leave because I can't be here sick.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Expecting something to happen.
I'm picking up when you're laying down.
Yeah.
I have no idea if that's what happened, but if that is what happened, how come he's not replying to my text? Right?
Maybe he's still there.
It's a good...
maybe he's still in the room.
So that's what we'll get to the bottom of. We're going to call him next, and we're going to find out whether Jax or TJ or something else happened.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Tara's got a bit of a sad story. There's a guy that she was like messaging on Bumble back and forth, and it was for a month, and, you know, people are taking their time getting to know people a little bit more on text these days.
A slow burn.
Because honestly, it's like, I got to know that you're worth it.
Yep.
And Tara, this guy was worth it. You had him over to your backyard, but 30 minutes later, he's like, I got to leave.
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know what's going on.
You haven't heard from him since, and we understand that you've sent some dramatically long messages since and not heard back.
I did. I'm trying to understand what's going on. I don't know why he's not answering. I thought we had an amazing connection. I really did. I don't know what happened.
Before we make this call, let me just ask you quickly. Are you sure you want to make this call? Is this something that you want?
Honestly, I don't, but I feel like I have to, because I just have to know what
happened.
All
right, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Andrew.
Yeah, it's Andrew.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, we're just looking for some information. Do you know the name Tara and why you ghosted her?
Yeah, I do know the name Tara.
How you feeling?
A little put upon, to be quite honest. Yeah.
But healthy, yes, okay. Healthy.
I know it's a bit of a jarring thing to get a call from three people that you may or may not
three
know.
Three people?
Yeah, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. Yes.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
So, you going to tell us about why you ghosted Tara?
What's it for me?
The sweet nectar of redemption.
We may have something for you, but you got to tell us why first.
Okay. I'll bite. Let's see. I don't know how much you know. We went on a date. I mean, I went over to her place. It was like, you know, kind of, it's a COVID date. We had a COVID date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know. I mean, I got there.
Andrew?
It was cool to meet her. Yeah.
Come on.
Can we get to it, please?
Look, it was cool. It was good to meet her in person. You know, we had good rapport, like, before we met on the phone and everything. Oh, but then I'm there, and for like after 2 minutes, she's just on her phone. She's just like scrolling through TikTok, and she's like, "Oh my god, like that's so funny! Like, oh my god, you do this dance together!" I'm like, "I didn't drive all the way to Aurora to just recreate TikToks with you, you know."
In oh, Andrew's no. defense, yeah. Aurora is a long drive.
Yeah. Oh, fair. All long right. drive. So yeah. like. I thought we had a really good connection, and so it was like worth it to me to go meet this person.
Yeah.
And then, like, I get there, and it's like sitting there with a teenager on her phone.
Have you considered that maybe she was a little bit nervous? It took a while before you guys even hung out. So she was doing the TikTok thing for the first little while, trying to calm her nerves, calm herself, watch some funny videos, try and get a dialogue going, because you did bail 30 minutes in.
Yes, but like, how do you get a dialogue going if your head's down and you're just, you know, in your phone the whole time? There's no dialogue.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
Was it the fact that she was on her phone the entire time, or I also heard you say that she wanted to do a TikTok with you? Like, which?
All right.
Both?
I mean, there's it's not one or the other. It's like this part sucks, and then like that makes it suck even more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you.
So, Andrew, what we have for you right now. It's the opportunity to do a TikTok dance with us.
Okay, well, that's what we're trying to get to.
Yeah, we have
to it. Tell me,
we have a chance for you to do a TikTok dance with us.
No.
Oh, God,
we're giving this a shot at redemption. What if we were to say we'll pick up the tab? You guys go on another date, you and Tara together.
No phones.
We pay for it. No phones.
I would take another date. You know, if you guys are paying for it, like, not that we can go anywhere, but...
All right.
Hey, he would do that.
Okay, I'm casual.
I'm not sure.
I can be a fly on the wall for that.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
So, Tara, what do you think? You've been listening to this. Sorry, Andrew. Tara's been listening the whole time.
Hi,
Andrew.
How are you feeling?
I'm just a little confused. Andrew, for like... 3 or 4 weeks, like, all we did was just send each other funny TikToks and like, oh, this is so cute, we should do that. So when we were texting, we were talking about this, and now you're all like put off by TikTok when we meet in person. Like, what's the, I don't understand why that was for you.
I like TikToks. Like, it's fun, it's funny, but like, that's over the phone. That's because like that was the way we were communicating. But then we just took this big step to like be in person. I didn't think we'd just go to be in person just to, like, still be on the phone, you know?
Right.
It was only, like, the beginning of the date. It was, like, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, and you just left. So you didn't even give it a chance.
Expectations were not communicated properly.
Right.
Okay.
So the question, guys, do you want to go on a date? I'm exhausted listening to the two of you.
Yes. You know, I think that I do think we've got, like...
Okay,
you know,
that's a yes.
Tara, would you like to go on a date?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. All right. Put your phones away and then go, and that's it.
I wonder what his text looked like.
Oh, my God.
I think I would have liked this better if he ended up having the accident.
Yeah. All right, hey, listen. Guys, we're very happy for you. You seem like good people, and we hope you have the longest date ever, and we will pick up the tab. You send us the bill, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Oh, boy.
Communication is tough.
Is it?
It's not.
No.
Please be more direct.
Yeah.
please right? be more direct with people. I know Thank we you. Love to play games and that sort of thing, but it's All just right. so much easier. What are the text messages saying, TJ?
Does he not understand how modern dating works? Of course she was on her phone. Who is it these days? This is how this whole thing works.
No, that's from the 416.
Well, when you just met somebody, though, within the first half an hour, I'd be like, get off the phone.
I've been on dates with people who have done that. And
what have they done? Tell me specifics.
I've been in relationships where they're phoners, like just all the time on their phone. And even just like on the first couple dates. Like, and I get that it's a nerves thing, but come on.
Like, you know what's the worst? Is when you're at like a live performance of anything with someone and they're on their phone like scrolling Instagram and you know that they're not doing anything. They're just on Instagram scrolling to see if they missed anything.
Yeah.
Cannot stand it. Another text?
Yeah, from the 647. LOL. He was turned off by her being on her phone. It's reasonable, but no reason to completely ghost her.
No, he should have said something.
He could have just asked. Right?
Imagine.
If he didn't appreciate her lack of communication, then he should have communicated that. Yeah. He failed just as much as she did.
A whole bunch of failing, but you know what? Good luck to them.
Maybe they'll work it out.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll clean up the conversation, make it more direct.
Yeah, you never know.
No? You don't think so?